Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history. Who I'm paying. Like, full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
the London Eye, Wet Meal, a map of the mind.
So, hello.
Hi.
I was texting furiously before, and Jacqueline, in a way that made complete sense, was like, you're not here. You're not focused. And I want you to know, do not disturb has been put on and I'm here.
Is it turned over?
The phone's turned over and do not disturb is on, and the computer. So nothing will come through. So today, this is a huge day for me because I'm leaving tomorrow for 5 weeks. London, do you have your tickets yet? And
if you, by the time this recording is out, will be a few more days.
By the time this recording's out, the show will have been sold out for weeks, God willing, or else I'll be jumping from the London Eye.
Yeah. Although, what is the eye?
Isn't it
the big ride?
Yeah, I think of it as, it's a ride. It's like a...
My brain.
It's like a modern carnival ride.
I go, Big Ben's eye?
right, totally. No, it makes sense.
It's a clock.
Big Ben's a clock,
I think. No eye, but I mean, certainly an eye inside the cloth, central. Nothing looks at us quite like time does.
God, beautifully put. There it fucking is. Fuck. My big goal today, when I was texting Jacqueline in the morning, I was like, let's record at 4, and my goal is to be packed by 4. It is 4 and I'm not packed. But here's the thing. I have given myself permission to do two checked bags, one on the lighter side. So, because here's the thing.
Okay, interesting.
Jacqueline, and we've talked about this on the pod.
We went from one pair of jeans.
Yeah, to two bags. All right, hold on. Still doing one pair of blue jeans. But the thing is, products. When you're gone for 5 weeks, you have this much hair, you have this much skin on your body. You need bottles. I have products. Like that's what's bulking up the bags. I already decided I'm taking one sensible heel. I want it. Sorry, I just literally froze. I was like, I need more heels. I'm going to take one slutty pair of heels for fun, high, one sensible pair of heels, low, one pair of day boots.
Like one sensible heel, high, like hello. You know what I mean?
Like a high heel. And, I'm taking one pair of sex shoes, one pair of normal shoes.
What I'll do when I'm going to travel feeling like I'm going to want something like, well, what if I want a special heel or something from there?
Yeah.
Or an outfit. I get into the excitement of doing the shopping there. So I go, oh, but wouldn't it be more fun?
To go hunt for one. Yeah.
Heels in you know what London. I'm gonna do? Ooh, what could I go in London?
No, that's really fun, but I'm going to bring
That involves buying.
Yeah. I know. It's hard.
Consider opening up a merch store outside your show featuring my merch, because I have a storage unit in London.
Do you really?
With Get Underneath merch.
No, you don't.
Yeah, like just I couldn't take it home with me. It's a whole thing. And
you have a storage unit in London?
A storage unit meaning someone is kindly keeping it in a closet in their office.
Okay, big difference than a storage unit. But yeah. Yeah.
But go on. Take me back to your packing because I'm not done.
Of course. I already decanted some of my supplements.
Here we go.
Into plastic bags. So check it out. This is my medicine bag. So you'll see I've got some, like this is emergency migraine.
Is that a branded Ziploc?
No.
I can't really see. So it's pixelated. So it's yellow. Oh, I see. What's the yellow bag?
And this is
a
shit Ziploc. It's not the modern one with the top zip. Mm-hmm. This is.
Well, don't you remember Klein. The top zip?
I know. What was our. We remind myself and the listeners.
Well, we were talking about it. I had this thing of like where I zip it so far that the zipper on top flies off. And I was like,
permanently
is that the
true
closed?
Yeah. Yeah. Closed forever. I've got my Moon Juice Superpower immunity supplement that I really do still buy.
Packets?
I've got the soft pack. There aren't that many in here. There are maybe 15, but that's fine. Because I chronically take too many supplements. I've got an extra full Fend unused in here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, decanting. It's the products, but for example, I'm taking a full, some of the bottles are just coming in full. Also, because as we've discussed, the erotics of the full bottle on the trip, that's the joy of checking, is not decanting into a smaller, actually having the bottle, the physical bottle. And then that's how you take home with you on the road, is you have your shelf.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I mean, when you're going somewhere for a month, as you are.
5 weeks to be exact.
Yeah.
Just to really further amplify the need for the second bag.
You don't need to be living out a small. The small is more about when you're in a road trip.
Absolutely.
Or, I mean, you're in a new
city. And I'm going to be in one location.
Night,
possibly
it's all
two.
About lightness and all that kind of stuff.
I'm excited. Are you ready for this? Buckle up. I'm excited for my flight to London because it's a red eye. Mm. Or I'm going from Seattle, which is fascinating. But I already have my little plan where 8 o'clock, half a Klonopin, here I go, straight to heaven. Mm-hmm. I already have my big plan, which is to have a huge meal at the airport. Ideally, not the airport, dinner before, but I want to have a huge, get my big dinner in because I don't want to rely on dinner on the plane. I'm going to get my big, wet, soft dinner in.
Wet food only. I say
isn't
that for
dinner
your
always
cats
wet
as well
and soft?
To prevent kidney disease. Just putting them on wet.
Oh, well, I see.
Putting them on wet food once they have kidney disease is, you always see like on Stray Cat Alliance, chronic kidney disease later in life for cats. Like, you know, they're like, this cat needs wet food only because of their kidney issues. Because cats don't drink as much water as they need. So
who does?
I say feed them wet from the start.
I don't know, cat.
Because it's also a lie. It's a lie I heard that the kibble gets plaque off their teeth.
Out.
It's a bald-faced lie.
Oh.
It's a lie.
Yeah, it seems like big kibble's desire to promote themselves.
Anyway, but, keep going. Take us back. Where were we?
Oh, no. So just my big wet,
I knew
hot,
I was loving it.
Soft
Oh, yeah,
dinner.
Wet food. Okay, yeah. Warm. Hot meal. What I call a hot meal.
I'm going to get hot meal. I'm going to get on the plane.
Now you're going to get table service.
I'm already excited. I know what Brandy Melville sweatpants are. Okay,
what? I always want to slow it down.
Okay, take me.
To me, it's like, okay, I want a meal. And it's like, yeah, better be hot meal.
Better
be prepared. You know what I hate? When something is like faking like it's a restaurant, like, or faking like it has a real menu, and then you discover they're kind of pulling it off with one panini press. Do you know what I mean?
Not exactly.
You get breakfast somewhere and it's like egg, and then like you realize like it's a hard boiled egg sliced.
Oh God. Yeah. No.
Anyway.
I feel like generally I'm not eating meals at airports ever. Yeah, table serve. Because I'm doing coach. I want to be clear here, I'm flying coach. So it's like, I don't want to be
you
having
just kind of run. You're likely on your own dime.
Honey, it's theater. Okay. So what I'm going to do is get my big wet meal, settle into my...
It's actually weird the theaters don't let you as part of runs.
First class, I know.
No, so, sleep at the theater. Oh. That's not part of a theater run.
Actually...
The housing is the theater. I know cots, part of union rules.
Yeah.
Anyway, take me back. Wait, hot wet meal.
So then I'm going to slip into my seat, 8 o'clock takeoff.
Window or aisle?
I believe I'm aisle.
Despite yearning for sleep.
I always do aisle. Well, here's the thing. I think from Seattle to London, not to be a cunt, but it's going to be a packed flight from Seattle to London. Like, there's no way. I'm almost worried it's going to be like, that's not going to be in every flight.
You're afraid
full.
The plane's going to be too light that it won't have stability in the air.
Yeah, there's like, there's only
just
four of you.
Bounce into the sky and bounce into space.
I mean, I don't want to get too excited, but my chances, obviously, for my own row, higher than ever before. Mm. And so, what I'm going to do is 8 o'clock takeoff. Settle in, maybe read a little, do a little writing. Doubtful. Why even say it? Why even say the lie that we know will never happen?
Well, it's not actually doubtful
writing.
Because
I've worked on a plane.
I had some of the absolute best unbroken work sessions.
I had one
of my life.
Whoa.
And by the way, ADD, there's a lot to it. And I think it was in the book, maybe it was in that book, A Hunter in the World of Farmers or whatever. Okay. A Hunter in Farmers World. A guy booked a flight. Or a
train
travel.
Don't say it.
To finish his book.
Okay, this is fucking huge because I've always been like writing on the plane, working on the plane, not real. I had one of the most productive sessions writing my show Kate on a plane.
Yeah. Okay, so there's something about...
Fuck, to hear it.
There you are, okay? This is why I've become anti-red eye. I'm like, how
I've
about
always been anti-red eye.
One of the most...
Until recently.
Because, I mean...
Only for...
5 hours. It's not enough.
Well, honey, what do you mean? This is like 11 hours.
It's not enough sleep. No, yours is. I'm talking about just the one in New York.
Oh, yeah. No, New York to LA. It's a 5 hour red eye. That's
LA
absolutely
to New York.
Psychotic.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Sick.
Day trip. Okay. You're drinking coffee. Excuse me. I'll take another.
Yeah.
Okay. You're locked in and you... It's like I told you this once from... You're locked... Sorry. Finish the sentence and then I'll share what it comes from. I'll leave the lily pad complete before I leap, shall we?
Yeah, right. Please.
You're locked into the seat. There you are. Mm-hmm. Your elbows are a little crammed.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to fight for your work. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can't go anywhere. And the screen is irrelevant. It's like, no.
No.
I barely even turn on my screen on planes. It has become...
Wow.
I'm not like, hey, it's the middle of the day, time to watch a movie.
Whereas I am. I'm like, let's fire up babe.
Enjoy, you assholes. Okay, I'm like, I see it as like detention in like a really good way. Like, it's time that you can
steal back.
Even if I'm going to sleep, I insist on sleeping to like guided meditations or something. I'm like, I shall be changed. 8 hours of sleeping to Andrew Johnson.
I've listened to typically my Jungian podcast, falling asleep. Slipping in and out, getting pieces, it goes back in. It goes right to the center of the pineal gland, I'm convinced.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I did learn a lot about that gland and psychicness and...
Where?
A little radio antenna. It was all in the Dispenza books. And I could... You know, the problem is you go, okay, so what do I need? What do I need to know? All right, sit down, meditate, you know.
Like, fuck, I forgot to meditate today.
Same answer?
Jesus fuck. The meditation thing is so real. The last couple of days, I did it in the morning. I was like, oh, my day's transformed. And of course, I didn't this morning. I woke up at 7:45. I was like, do it right now, a little after 8. And I just was like, I want my Java. And I thought,
I thought this
morning, meditate after Java.
Thought journal before coffee. And a coffee appeared and I drank it.
Journal with the coffee. No, I
want to say, yeah, I just.
Fuck, I have to make a note to select my journal. What I want to say is
that I'm approaching a new technique. One of the oldest in the book.
For mornings?
You ask for everything.
Okay.
It's like my mind is in an emergency state where I'm reaching for things like the following. Mind mapping.
What's that?
Okay, where you write a word in a circle, draw a line from that. Okay, write another
word. Oh, I remember that.
In favor of linear.
Wait a minute, Jacqueline, okay. This is a breakthrough. Mind mapping, I think the last time I did that, I was like in the 8th grade and it was what writing and was. Like,
and they were like, yeah, so you're like, so.
This I'm is taking crazy.
Okay, it's huge. Okay, so I'm taking.
Next show written.
So I'm starting with, it's more reflective of what's happening in the brain for me, right? Instead of trying to force what's happening into the linear, and that's a different and worthwhile practice, okay? It is, what am I actually experiencing, right? Because it is a bouncing, you know, there's, I keep bouncing back to the center circle, essentially. So I was like, you know, shed the whole thing and just start, okay? So like, I just wrote down like in the middle of an open 2-pager, big journal. I was just like, 522. I was like, here, like just starting with like me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Here, now, okay? And then I was like, do a line. And like the first thing that I'm like worrying about, thinking about, that's kind of like, okay, and I get them all down. Those are all separate things. And then I'm kind of working off of that. And it's loose. Like,
so then
I'm returning to that throughout the day.
Are your entries spiraling?
This is not actually entries. This is more
words, single words.
It's more a map of the mind in the way I'm experiencing it, but tacked down on the page versus on the page there being a list, which is not what's happening in my mind. Okay. There's a simultaneity, dare I say, to the concerns and the worries, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
so you see them more.
They're all
clearly
spiraling off of. So it's like I'm sitting there and I can see that these are different channels.
Yeah.
And did I like briefly get sent off down a path of trying to quickly, you know, get a piano delivered to the home?
Uh-huh. You were behind the piano. I'm really excited.
You know,
about.
I'm able to note it in a different way. You know what it is? Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that it isn't forcing me to make a choice about priority or importance. It's, remember the thing you were saying about like, no, it's not that I half want to do this and half want to do this. It's that I 100% want to do like this and 100% want to do this.
Yes.
The two things. So it's like, so anyway, and I'm sort of back into like space out mode, right? Just whatever. And then I find my way and I go, all right, let's just, like, I feel whatever. Okay, and I'm like, all right, let's just sit at the table where the journal is lying open. And I walk over to it and I go down and I look at the map. And I can see there's like a line. I can see the last thing I wrote. And it was something that sent me off on this whole path. But I could see where I left the page, essentially.
Okay. But wait, but you always see where you left the page.
Right. But it's like, I come back and I'm looking down and I see a circle that says like, you know, and I see all the circles there. And
give
I
me
see
a word that is in
I
the circle.
I went off on one of them.
Give me an example.
So it's like, you know, show on Sunday, right?
Okay.
Write new act. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, and then I like try to break it down to steps. So I'm like 60 minutes. Okay. Okay. Like 60 minutes of act. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then another one, you know, what is it? I'm just trying to think what would be down there.
Another note, yeah.
Whatever. They're all, most of them are projects, okay? Then it'll be like travel, like this weekend, like schedule, okay? And then like I did write in there, like plane, you know, ticket, hotel, whatever. Got a few things on the calendar. It's like, but then I space out and when I come back, I'm looking at the whole map again. It's not a calendar, right? Some people, like a calendar is different than a journal entry, obviously, right? You're seeing your life, but only through this prism of time and scheduling. And it really doesn't do much for me because what is a calendar but a broken promise? You know what I mean?
It's just
sea of broken promises.
Calendars for me, essential. But I end up doing a to-do list each day and then, you know, you transfer it over. It's like, just have the list. Yeah, I do a lot of calendar stuff. Look at you, Celsius 430. Today I made my matcha and I had this kind of solemn almost. I was like, I'm going to be gone for over a month. Like, this is my last time making my home matcha ritual.
You're so funny with that stuff.
Like what?
It's just so you, like, I mean, you know.
Wait, you know, I just realized I could literally take my Visp.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Fuck, bitch.
I mean, that actually wasn't what I was going to say. I was doing a deep character analysis, okay? But yeah, you can take your Visp, I think is...
Visp.
Oh, it is Visp?
Yeah, with a V.
I was pushing for Bisp, because bottle that wisps.
The reason why I was thinking of not taking my Visp is I was like, is this going to be...
Something you can't clean in the room. Sorry.
No. Like, I'm staying in an apartment, but it's just like, am I going to... Is this going to be a thing I use it twice? You know, and it's not, I'm not trying to say like, oh, it's so heavy, but it's a bit of a cumbersome item. Like, is it the kind of thing, or do I just fucking take it? So am I buying matcha? Walk me through this. Right. Am I buying matcha?
One tin?
In London?
Sure. I mean, right?
Yeah.
What's the issue? Don't want to add the tin to the luggage?
I don't know what the issue is. These are the kind of, these are the things that paralyze me. I'm like, hang on. So I have like a half, by the way, I'm really enjoying, and I'm sure they'll send you something. You know, I ran into her on the street. One of these wonderful people who has a tea company called Flowerhead. Delicious matcha, like truly delicious.
You better run into them on the street. It's funny that when I run into the people on the street, I immediately quote your address. Bet you can't quote mine.
Do I take half the tin? Half an unopened tin. See, this is where I start to spiral and I just start to go.
Because you think it's going to spill in the bag?
I don't know. Is it even that? I think it's just...
No. Yeah, right. And I'm not coming at this like the normal who's like, you know, what are you concerned about? Let's actually get into it. Let's find it. Let's find it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's get into it. Paralyzed in the question of matcha or not, right?
Do I take my Visp? Do I take my matcha? Lord knows I'm taking the Armra.
Certainly.
So I can have my... Because like what I'm doing here, right, is I'm frothing up the matcha with the cashew milk, with the Armra, mm-hmm. with the marine collagen. I'm not taking that, you know?
Okay.
So I guess with the Visp, I could be doing an afternoon Visp stirred up matcha, save $4,000.
Well, matcha could be your base. Okay, first of all, staying in an apartment, you could secure, guar gummed milk.
Yeah.
Or you could make your own goddamn milk.
Okay. I'm not going to make my own. That's for fucking sure.
All right.
They're going to have a clean
milk. So you get some milk.
Yeah.
You bring with you or you don't. Honestly, how cheap are you? Go pick up the matcha.
Matcha? Totally.
Yeah.
No, you know what it is? It's my addiction to the Flowerhead matcha and it's my desire.
And what does it come in?
A tin.
Okay. How big?
Not big, honey.
Right. Ceremonial
By the way,
grade. You only need a pinch.
Ceremonial grade. Do I really want that sitting in my fridge oxidizing for a month? See what I'm saying? Here we go.
So.
Bring it.
Okay. Bringing it. The Visp.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like when I,
by the way,
when I took
look
the
at me.
Jet.
I'm bringing the Visp. It's final.
Yeah.
I just made the decision. I'm bringing
now,
the Visp.
Do you want to do what I do?
Yeah.
Which is, do you want to keep discussing why it's a great choice so that you don't forget, you don't wake in the night concerned and forget and can't remember how you
arrived
here?
So I bring in the Visp because A, I have a show every night and a little afternoon pick-me-up is essential. Don't always want coffee. I can mix it up. I can bring my Visp to the theater if I needed to, clean it, have it at the apartment, mm-hmm. right? I can have a little fun. I can have my Visp and drink it too. I can make my potions. Great, we're done.
You're already bringing a series of potions.
Well, the Armra, I go straight in the mouth, as we know. So it's not even like I'm
I know, but you don't
that.
Need to.
No, I know. I could mix it in.
The Armra could go in the thing easily. Mixes right in.
Yeah. I'm not taking collagen.
No, that's because you don't want to take the big collagen
Yeah, I'm not
tub.
Taking that big bag. I'm just not
What's
doing
the
it.
Marine collagen?
That's
the
something
tub?
I paid for out of pocket. It's the agent. It's not a tub. It's a big bag. Agent.
Oh,
Net
right.
Deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's a $4 million. What?
I had it in my head. They were skincare.
They are, but they have a Will Cole, Dr. Will Cole, friend of the pod, fan of the pod, brilliant holistic doctor.
Really?
Yeah. He's like Gwyneth's doctor. It's huge.
Okay, interesting.
Anyway, I purchased at Erewhon his collaboration with Agent Natur of a marine collagen that I've been putting in the matchas, but I'm not taking that to London. That's a step too far for me.
Why?
Don't. Don't start with me.
No, because I just want to investigate. I want to investigate.
God, you're good, bitch. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. I know myself. I took Banza to Edinburgh. Do you realize this? I decanted Banza chicken pasta because, and took it with me to Scotland. By the way, ended up eating pretty much all
Banza,
of it.
By the way.
Garbanzo bean. Yeah, Banza.
I mean, I think it's Banza for that reason.
Oh my God. And we have the lupini bean pasta. I haven't tried it yet.
Oh yeah. I'm excited. The Kaizen, right?
Mm-hmm. Kaizen.
Yeah, so lupini bean, I saw you were eating those lupini, snacking lupinis, which I was going to tell you, four years ago, I thought they were going to rule my life and I got tired of it quick.
Yeah.
It's like either your life is lupini pasta. It's just too much to be eating the bean as a snack and then making your pasta out of the same bean.
The bean as a snack I enjoyed maybe twice, but will I repurchase?
I would be careful with it though.
Oh.
You may find gastro? You probably will eat like normal. Yeah, you'll eat normal quantities probably. But like, you know, if you go hard, you may experience some discomfort the next day.
Okay, yeah.
Some bloat.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history. Who I'm paying. Like, full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled BABBEL.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Electricity has always been synonymous with power. And in the BMW i4 M50, power is more refined than ever. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Listen carefully and you'll make out the sound of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper. Experience the rush of pure performance as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. And elevate each moment of your drive with a suite of cutting-edge technology, including a BMW intelligent personal assistant that gets smarter with every interaction.
I've started guidance.
And the most advanced iDrive operating system yet for the most powerful vehicle of its kind. Introducing the BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW, the ultimate electric driving machine.
What are you putting on your neck there, little girl?
Oh, I'm the snail hydrogel from COSRX again. I'm sort of like resting it on my neck. I'm sort of wiping it on my neck, like in a repeated.
I'm gonna state. do a I'm going to do a one skin trial. I'm taking I'm taking one skin yes. to London. So I'm going to do a month.
When you choose the skincare to take oh, that, on the trip.
Honey, that is fucking fun.
It's scary.
Okay, so.
No? I started one skin.
You mean it's yesterday. Scary because you're
committing.
It's so fun but though. It's so pure.
I think we're really not remembering that.
What?
I'm just thinking what the move is. No. I know I'm you're still about thinking to say about, it. I get very excited about the packing stuff. I can't help it. I know. But like when I had that blend jet on the road, despite like
oh, no.
problems,
yeah.
like unfolding. The like joy of kind of like knowing I had prepared this little thing that was mine and was back in my room and now I'm going to do the thing. I felt like I was like really winning. You know what I mean?
So
like,
it did work.
So I'm just thinking, yeah, I'm like, and the satisfaction of getting it all your little packets,
oh.
okay, putting them in, okay, visping it up.
You know, I just realized I should have made the matcha yeah. in the visp today to do a trial visp. I could do a chocolate collagen milk treat later in the visp.
What did I do in the visp? I did something in the visp.
Because the vital protein night. Chocolate collagen powder is not a joke. It is not a fucking
well,
joke.
It's very
friends.
Delicious. I was thinking making popsicles out of it. Because it's really got a fudgy pop kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I mean? Like it tastes very fudge pop. So like, I was thinking, you know what I really appreciated? Got to say Halo Top ice cream. Two pops is a serving. And they're separate. They're not the two pops.
I've never had those.
They're... tasty, but my point is that they expect you to eat
two
pops.
Yeah,
they don't act
good.
Like one pop. And I appreciated that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, tonight's my final dinner in Los Angeles for a while. Here I am. We all know what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk down to Erewhon, get a combo plate. What's going to be the final combo?
It's interesting. No attempt to have dinner with me tonight?
Are you absolutely joking? I'm going to be packing. My house is in disarray. Don't.
Empty your aqua true.
All I would love to do would be to get a fucking steak with you. But no, I have to. It's completely out of the question. Don't even tempt me. It's 5 o'clock.
It is?
It's almost 5 o'clock.
What about this? You ever hear this?
Well,
you gotta eat?
No, Jacqueline, don't. Don't. Because it'll break my heart.
You gotta eat and have two martinis.
I know. Stop when I'm back.
I want to see more. I want to hear more of a packing.
Well, by the way, this is one thing that sent me into chaos was like, I have my little bag. It's my backstage makeup bag, right? And like that lives backstage. Mm-hmm. That doesn't move.
Yes.
So then it becomes yes. this crisis.
Although sometimes I fear at night, I'm like,
what?
Is my makeup like scared and sad here?
I know. No, I think it's happy because it knows that it's safe.
And I'm like, is a mice running in it?
There's mice
that.
Trampling across the Armani luminous yeah. skin. No.
Yeah. The mice like putting its feet in and going, I like this texture. It's a little rubbing its little feet in.
What I struggle with is a separate brush issue. Like I already was like, okay, so I'll have the blush here. So I need two blushes. You know what I'm saying? Like one for apartment, one for show bag. And then I get into the brush chaos where I'm like, eyeshadow brush, the doubles. So I'm like, okay, so I'm forfeiting eyeshadow in the day to have my eyeshadow. I need doubles of everything, which is what my life is gradually becoming, which I kind of appreciate. I like to wear the same thing constantly. So I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, it's more and more of the thing of just two of each doubles, yeah. doubles forever.
Well, here's the thing is like, I mean, I know we talked about this last time, but like to have the untouchable show bag or the untouchable travel bag, okay?
Oh.
The problem is, as people who constantly are integrating new products, okay, yeah. getting excited about the next best thing, it's sort of like, I always want to bring my latest thing into the mix.
Yeah.
That's why the question becomes, what can you count on? What?
I literally just realized, I think I have an extra Ilia blush. And just like that, her life was perfect. Right, you know.
One for the show bag.
I have a crazy to-do list right now. I might as well say like,
let's talk about
it. It's like everything that I have to do.
Is in your ass?
Yeah, like it's just like,
it's broken down
it's
to that
everything.
Level.
It's like journal. Okay, got that. Adapters, did it. Nothing like the list being checked off. I'm doing pretty good actually looking at this list.
So you really list it up every day?
Not Shocked. Necessarily every day, but I do love a list. It's deeply,
yeah.
I'm a big list taker.
I don't know if I've
making
successfully yet communicated the possibilities I'm feeling through mind mapping. Oh, I think I know what it is. I think it's
I'm excited for that for just creative.
I can see how I got there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. So I don't just ADD wake and panic.
Will you give me an example though? I feel like I'm still a little confused about it. Like I need to hear you. I want words. I want to hear the words.
I'll just start with the, I know. So let me like try to do it right now, right? It'd be like, So I'm like, let's just say I was going to go like find my way through the rest of the day. I start with exactly where I am. Okay. So it's just like,
okay,
5 p.m. Like I'm like, let's just say I get off the call at Pook and I'm like, ah, okay. Like
okay.
Anxiety. No, like I'm a fuck. Like what the fuck? You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Like, okay. And I don't have to get it right in the first order. So I'm just like here. And it's like, what are my concerns? Well, like vaguely, I know I haven't worked out yet and I want to. Okay.
Okay.
So I just like did a line and wrote Tracy.
Okay.
But not because it's a to-do list. Okay. It's just, that's one of the things on the mind that's just coming up. Right.
Okay.
Then like, I'll write down, like, let's just say I'm trying it now that like, I'm, you know, so I'm not, this isn't an example of what I do. I've done it for one day. Okay. So, but let's just fly with it. Right. So then I go like, vague, let's just write vague feeling of like missing deadlines, you know, like just like an ADD, what have I missed kind of feeling.
Okay. Like so something I'm neglecting.
I just circled that like question, like, you know what I mean? Just like, right. That's kind of what I'm going.
Okay.
All right. How do I like break that down? I guess it's like, all right, my line off of that. I'm like,
yeah.
No, I'm thinking. I'm like, I don't know. It would be like, I guess, like check calendar. So that one turns into like a to do. It's false. It's not working. Okay, but let me just keep trying. I go, show. Okay, show Sunday. Travel. Okay, and the point is, like, as you'll see, I'm creating the same map as I created earlier in the day. Okay.
Right now.
Just starting from blankness. Okay. And this is what would happen if I were to sit down and start with a fresh page. Okay. So what it's revealing is that I go through the same
cycles,
40 steps.
Which, by the way, yeah. And that's what all journaling is. That's the whole idea of keeping the journal, right? Is that you look back and you go, oh my God, it's the same year every year in ways, same issues.
And it's the same 1 minute, you know, 90 times a day. Like with the ADD. So instead I'm like, I'm recreating it right now. Like I feel this blank, like unsettled feeling. Okay. And it's like, you know, I mean, this is the whole, like the principle of like, you know, getting things done is like emptying the brain. Okay. You can't hold it all in your brain. You need to trust your system, your container. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You get mm-hmm. it all down, whatever. But it's like, so right now me just trying to do it fresh. I'm like essentially reproducing. I go through these things over and over again. And I go through the whole journey. So it'd be like right now, I would feel unsettled. I'd sit down at the table and I'd go to the existing mind map from earlier today and go, oh yeah, no, yep. These are the things. Oh wait, I'm worried about this. Oh, look, it's already on there. Mm-hmm. Sort of like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's not imposing a structure from the start. It's non-structured. All it does is represent the connections that I'm firing over and over again. And some of them I don't have to refire. It's like, got it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting because it's like the term is mind map. Okay. So it's like, and I'm like slowly getting around to defining it as like a map of your mind. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's where the simple thing that I discounted as like a fool's name for something is actually like, what is a map? It shows you where things are in relation to each other.
By the way, I couldn't remember. So I didn't want to say it out loud because it's so upsetting to me, but I'm having pain. I'm having piriformis mm-hmm. pain, my old injury. I went too crazy.
Oh, right.
I was
dancing.
No. Dancing won't do it. Oh yeah. That was my tailbone injury. Piriformis was heightened pain through some deadlifting. I don't want to get into it because I woke up at 3 a.m. so mad at myself, I could cry. But the point is I was looking up at, I was like, what's this called? I was like, I want to look at the piriformis. Is a photo of
there we go.
Is a photo
that's my life.
Of the body.
You now understand
I know.
Me.
I know. Is the photo of your body called a map? What's that called?
Oh, anatomical illustration.
Let's just call it a map. Isn't it just a body map?
Sure.
I was like, because I Googled, this is 3:15 in the morning.
What's
I Googled
question.
Back is muscles.
Is a map a two-dimensional representation of something? It's one question. In which case, that's why I'm saying that anatomical illustrations are not a map. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could look up the word map right now and I won't lie. I'm tempted. Taking it for granted my whole life. Context clues this whole time. Oh God. Try to look up the word map. Guess where Google sends you.
Good luck. Good fucking luck.
Symbolic depiction. Oh my God. Interesting. Okay. I nailed it earlier when I realized.
This is interesting.
Reflecting the relationships.
Symbolic.
Between. Symbolic depiction. Emphasizing relationships between elements of some space. Okay. So.
Symbolic depiction.
That is what the mind map is.
A symbolic depiction. Aren't all depictions symbolic?
Well, that's the first depiction, certainly, right?
Well, this is crisis of the ontological crisis of photography, yes. Of course. Does photography capture what's truly there? No.
I mean, no.
Of course not. Do your eyes, by the way, let's take it further. Do your eyes capture what's truly there? No.
Well, no.
Not even close with the eyes.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Electricity has always been synonymous with power. And in the BMW i4 M50, power is more refined than ever. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Listen carefully and you'll make out the sound of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper. Experience the rush of pure performance as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. And elevate each moment of your drive with a suite of cutting-edge technology, including a BMW intelligent personal assistant that gets smarter with every interaction.
I've started guidance.
And the most advanced iDrive operating system yet for the most powerful vehicle of its kind. Introducing the BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW. The ultimate electric driving machine.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If you could go back in time, but there's nothing. I'm starting to say, if you could go back in time. Well, actually, here it is. If you could go back in time, would you? Where would you go? I'm sorry, to be clear, this is so stupid, I'm going to cry. I'm not talking about like being on the front lines of whatever. I mean, your own world.
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't think you were asking about, you know, killing Hitler or whatever.
I'm like, Christmas morning, 1992. It's your own life. You can only go back into your own life.
Okay, so hold on, hold on. So let's, I think what you're asking is if you could go be inside of a memory, not on the timeline that would affect anything now. You could kill a butterfly back there. It's not affecting anything now. This is not actually like the time travel problem.
In fact, we encourage you to kill butterflies. I'll never forget. That was a spiritual moment I had being a very young child and a teacher saying something about, yeah, well, a butterfly flapping its wings here affects the weather in China. And it completely changed my life.
That's
is that true?
Yes. I mean, in the sense that
I know. No, but it was like
but in the China, sense that every, you know,
it's like
thing.
Yeah, it's weird. Like being a child that was like born in the late 80s where it's like China. It's like just like
totally
like a hole in China, like digging a hole to China. It was like China.
Digging a hole to China was really...
Wait, look at my arm right now. Am I fucking ripped?
Yes.
Is it too much? Look.
Have you bulked up?
Yeah, look. Look.
Well, you were talking mere minutes ago about deadlift.
I know. I can't.
Maybe you want to get into Tracy Anderson's studio where the muscle design is deeply nuanced.
Look. It's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, you're ripped.
Fuck, dude. I'm bulking.
I'm not. But you see this. There's something. Okay, long and lean.
I don't want to bulk.
Okay, there's something long and lean I'm working on. Slow. Because you can bulk quick. Okay. Okay.
Wow. It's so hot in my house, but to rise and turn on the AC feels unimaginable. So wait. What will my protein be tonight at Erewhon? A, wild salmon.
Wait, but you asked
B,
about
rotisserie
the memory,
chicken.
Though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I knew there was something juicy. Okay.
Where would you go back?
So this is really much more like going back into a memory.
Yeah.
However, once you're there, like as if in a dream. However, once you're there, it is a self-contained, discrete memory container in which anything you do inside of it is cut off and doesn't affect anything.
Correct.
So it's not really.
It's not about
travel.
Killing
this
Hitler.
It's memory travel, right?
Yeah. Hey, if you kill Hitler, you won't have comedy. Stupidest thing to say, and doesn't make sense. It's like one of those things. It's like it almost sounds like
I mean, I think it immediately works, but. Wait, what did I...
If you kill Hitler.
I feel like I just saw a fresh take on the killing Hitler thing. I'm trying to remember what it was. I can't remember what it was.
A fresh take on Hitler? What'd you say? A fresh take on Hitler is a hilarious idea.
No, it's a fresh take on the killing Hitler question.
You kill him, you just bat him around a little bit. Give him a scare. You
know, I'd go back in history. And imagine that, like, mistakenly. I'm sure someone said it, too. Or you're like, I wouldn't kill Hitler. I'd love him.
Oh, Jesus.
Imagine.
Literally.
I'd give him a big hug. And I'd say, hurt, paper, hurt, paper.
That is where we are culturally. Hitler. Hurt people, you know? Yeah. It's like.
Although I will say, hurt people.
Unless they don't.
It's actually quite profound. You know what I mean? I have sat with that and gone, holy shit.
You've sat with hurt people? Well, we're all hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Hitler needed a hug. That's like where we are culturally. We're fucked.
No, wait, but wait, the memory thing, right? I'm just trying to think. Oh, shit.
I don't even have an answer. I feel like it's a kind of asinine thing that I suggested. Like, oh, when would you go back in your life? And, you know, I think it's more just, it's the fantasy, the fantasy of, this is like one of the central fantasies, right? Is like, we're constantly trying to sift through the memories and try to understand what happened to us. And so it's like the idea, it's a fallacy, the idea that if you went back and you observed it, you would somehow know why you're so fucked up or whatever. Like,
well, here's the real one. Here's the real
one. It's like, by the way, you're alive right now. You're still not able to engage with it.
Well, so. There, here we go. Okay. Huge corner of the healing market, right? Right. Well, Carolyn Mace, I mean, sorry, but her talking about like the healing journey.
These people can't tie their shoes.
She's talking about, yes, that's one of her things, but also like the whodunit.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, for our listener and for myself.
Spending all this time in the whodunit.
Yeah, instead of the.
And at some point, you have to stop being witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you can't stay in. She tells a story about like a niece or something like that, where she's like, you know, I do shoulder. And then, okay, what are we doing next? Like, cry on the shoulder, pat. Uh-huh. Okay. And then move into the next stage, right? One of my favorites that she says is, you know, like in her workshops, like when you listen to the audio and she's like, you know, someone is in a workshop right now trying to get over having known you. You're not just here a bunch of, you know, like, oh, yeah. Everyone in this room was wounded by bastards. Like, you know, that's why some people can't stand the heat.
Of course.
For workshops.
I bet.
Not that I've been.
Thermage.
Yeah, you mentioned it last week.
Thermage.
Any
Thermage.
Wait, you got it?
No.
Oh, you're...
No, I didn't get it.
I'm putting out...
This is another episode where I'm screaming out for Thermage. There's got to be some Thermage technician in the greater Los Angeles region
who wants to warm up their machine.
Gift a couple Thermage sessions.
The Thermage, like a car, it actually, you got to run it.
I'm going to text my old facialist, Lori, who's retired now. Love you, miss you.
Shout out, Lori.
And I'm going to ask her, what the hell is the deal with Thermage? Because she'll give it to me straight and I'll believe, and I trust her.
Don't you think the lipstick, the sheer peachy lipstick I'm wearing is
pretty
stunning?
Who makes that? I'm wearing a Jones Road, paid out of pocket.
And Other Stories, the clothing store, and Other Stories.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm going more and more toward on the lips. It has to be green beauty unless it's a special occasion. I bought out of pocket the Chanel lipstick. Like one side is a tube of pigment. The other side of the tube is a gloss, which is actually a fixer. And it will stay on all night. It's shocking.
Wait, is the pigment powder? No.
No, it's a liquid. It's like a liquid lipstick.
Highly
pigmented. And then the other side, it looks like a gloss and it does make it glossy.
So two wands, you're telling me?
Yeah, two wands. But it also fixes it and it will not move all night.
When you apply the second wand, does pigment get on that wand and then slowly turn the fixer pink?
No.
How?
Poison, most likely. Okay. I mean, that's the thing. You wear this and it will not move. It's shocking. I don't know what it's even called. It's just like Chanel lipstick. Look it up. But
I
have to say, I purchased this in February. I remember. The wand is drying out a little bit. I've used it maybe four times.
The wand.
Sorry, the pigment itself, the pigmented wand. I'm digging around in there. When I first purchased it, luxurious silky pigment makes you want to rub it all over your goddamn legs, arms.
I'm seeing it.
You see it?
Yeah.
Honey, retail is $40.
$40.
$45. I spent that. That's shocking. Yeah, $45 for a lipstick. Hey, it was a hard time. I needed a little something.
I'm just wondering. I'm just trying to see. Kind of want to hear about it. Two complementary formulas. The base glides on smoothly and dries quickly without feathering. The glossy top coat delivers comfortable, exceptional shine and superb hydration. I don't know how something... I'm hearing two different things. From them, I'm hearing shine, hydration, comfortable, which... to me, it does not sound like it's something that sets.
So listen to this. I talked about this on Poog. I bought this Chanel lipstick at the Saks Fifth Avenue counter in Beverly Hills. And the woman was so good. She also sold me a palette, a huge palette. She goes, you're going to want this. And I went, sold. It had four shades.
What kind of palette?
Big, hardware, sexy, cheek.
What?
Cheek with eye. Limited edition Chanel palette, big. Size of your full hand extended, full extension of fingers, Chanel. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Erotic.
All right.
The thing I like about Chanel makeup, it offers a nice wash. The eyeshadow, it's like a nice wash. It just is like the blush, actually, in fact, some might even say it's not pigmented enough in the sense that it's subtle. It's not going to give you a streak of pink.
Oh, I was shocked using. Some Maybelline, the amount of pigment that it deposited on the brush.
It's crazy.
I put on my face, I was like, I screamed.
yeah.
Okay. And I was actually excited by it because sometimes, you know, the way you got to work the NARS or whatever to get like the tiniest bit of pigment on
there. Yeah, yeah. Well, you should see the Chanel palette. Water fresh
blush.
This will last for 35 years.
Water fresh blush. I'm seeing in a
Chanel blush.
And it's water fresh. It's like, it looks like a serum.
You're saying water fresh is making me thirsty. Water fresh. This is a limited edition Chanel palette. We're talking about four
technology.
Different shades.
Okay, interesting.
Chanel should send Poog stuff. We've never received like a high-end makeup brand.
Prestige.
Is Chanel going to be the first will they realize? Prestige?
Do they understand? Right. Because, well, here it is. Right?
They don't give a shit.
Right. Either.
I said they don't give a shit.
They'd be wise to give a shit because.
Well, that's for sure.
Because, I mean, if there's anything the kind of legacy brands are suffering from, right? It's that they're not as seen on TikTok. You know what I mean?
Mm.
They're not the breakout beauty brand from the one amazing product on TikTok, which, you know, even gets its own end cap or whatever shelf in Sephora. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so what is a thing like Chanel to do?
Interesting.
Okay, if they want to get in there, and we are on TikTok now.
I know. Now we're going.
It's going to be brand heavy.
The kids are going to be watching. There. We're going to beg hard.
Yeah. No, I wonder if like brand like Chanel, like I
could
wonder.
Could you start a makeup brand called Chanel and be protected under satire?
I don't know if it could be protected under satire if you're selling. It reminds me of a rumor I used to enjoy spreading, like that just enchanted me. This burger company, like me telling people like fifth grade, like it was a burger company. I can't remember who, but like, I'm like, they got sued like because their meat wasn't 100% beef or something like that. Their burgers were made of cardboard or whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and it was, they got away with it because the packaging company was called 100% beef.
No, stop. Incredible.
I mean, it's obviously not real, but it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It delighted me as a child.
I mean, that's exciting to know that the world contains that kind of spaciousness. You can slip in and out, rob people of millions. We have to wrap up here.
Really?
Starting to get a little overwhelmed looking at the 5 o'clock clock going, haven't packed. I'm leaving for 5 weeks tomorrow. But that's not fair to say I haven't packed because it's been weeks of lists. I've gone to the Grove. I've been compiling. I was at CVS earlier.
I just achieved something with my face again that I think with lipstick is really white. Look, it's a perfect V.
You've got to.
I know you're very good at that.
You've got to be kidding. That
is a perfect V.
I was like, you're gonna come look. You're gonna come to me with beak. I've been doing this since I was.
That's why I was trying to come to you. I felt like in front of the master. Okay, wait. I can't really see you, but wait, hold on. What you're doing?
I can't.
Wait.
A beak.
Beak. No, I'm coming to you with a seagull flapping its wings. Look.
A beak. Yeah.
No, not a seagull's mouth. A seagull across the sky.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Look at mine. Look at this bird. No, look at the bird.
I've seen your beak in life. Wait. Wait, hold on. Are you wrapping?
What?
Are you wrapping it around the front teeth?
No.
Because I can't actually quite see you, but I've seen it in the past.
Mine's freeform.
I'm working with a memory.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
I lost it. Oh, this is actually
face yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Jacqueline, I have a question. If you were me, help me.
I'm with you.
Here's my question.
I'm working the.
How many hours, realistically? My toiletries are essentially packed. Clothes are kind of set aside. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Underwear, socks. I'm gonna pull out something out of the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours do you think realistically it's gonna like 2 hours? Hard packing, 2 hours?
I don't even think it'll take that long.
Oh.
You said the clothes are set aside?
Oh.
I usually move the stuff into the suitcase like in mere minutes.
Fuck. You know, I've got my piles.
You need something guiding you, keeping you on chat. Like.
Like what?
You know, like.
A friend? Dear friend? Or you mean like.
A television show?
Yeah, well, know, I had my, episode. I was doing, you know, podcasts. I was listening to a podcast about Susan Sontag. And, you know, our reliance on metaphor, the illness is metaphor. I read illness is metaphor in college, but I forgot it almost entirely.
I did too. It's all the same shit. This is why we relate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we recognize.
Oh, here's a. I'm gonna go to Erewhon and get some.
Strangles us.
I know. I'm gonna go to Erewhon.
Why don't you come to Erewhon near me? Why don't you come to Erewhon near me?
Out of the question.
Then we go to the Chanel counter together.
Don't. Do not threaten me with a good time. It's out of the question.
Okay, I have an idea.
What?
FaceTime you the whole time I pack?
What?
I mean, sure, but you pack with a goal that if you get it done, you can come have one cocktail with me.
It's not going to happen. I love you so much. It's all I want. But I have to also get clean my house. You know, it's a whole fucking thing. But wait. I'm addicted to the keto think bars.
Really?
Yeah.
How many a day?
One.
Oh.
One 3 days in a row because I got three.
All right.
But I'm already like, I need more. And I'm terrified Erewhon's not going to have them because...
I'll tell you what you do.
What?
You open up Instacart and you search the item and you see what stores carry it.
Shut up. Instacarting Think bars? Because I'm already like...
No.
Oh.
I'm not saying you Instacart it.
I'm going to Erewhon regardless.
I knew you missed the
nuance. No, but now you reminded me I could Instacart them over.
Right. But the third option I'm trying to present is use Instacart as an informational tool.
No, I know. But again, I'm going to Erewhon anyway.
Yeah. Because you can search broadly across all the stores. Do you understand? You go into Instacart. You don't have to go to Erewhon to search.
Yeah.
You just search at the top.
Okay.
And it tells you which stores it's in.
Okay.
Are you doing it?
Yeah, I'm going to the Instacart. I don't...
Is it downloaded?
I don't think so because I don't use Instacart. Not to be a fucking...
You want me to use mine?
Yeah, I'd have to download it and do a whole fucking thing. I can't do that. Sign up. It'd be a nightmare.
The last thing I searched, let's see. Steel wool. What was it? Keto Think Bars?
Keto Think Bars. God, they're satisfying. Cheap too. 5 bars for $11.
Are you ready? Gelson's, yeah. Ralph's, Sprouts.
Sprouts Stater is where Brothers, I got it. I went to Sprouts.
Albertsons, Pavilions, Lassen's. Okay.
Lassen's, interesting.
I'm looking for Erewhon and Bristol Farms.
Yeah, so Erewhon, I think, has a little bit... I think they're a little too strict about the ingredients they let in the door.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting thing. What's the least sort of clean thing they've got at Erewhon?
I know. I want to find it.
I want to know who's riding the line. Like who like is like the some people at Erewhon are like, you know, we really got to get that off the shelf.
I know.
We stand by our values. And they're like, but Johnny's been good to the company for so long. You know what I mean?
I know. They
formed a relationship there.
The boot.
He was one of the only options back in the day selling blah, blah, blah. All right, you're gone. You've got things to do.
Sorry, I'm looking at, I got to go down to Erewhon, get my dinner, get my snacks. I might have to take a ride because now I'm addicted to the keto think bars. I might have to take a fucking ride to Lassen's.
What flavor?
So I did an assortment and I liked them all.
Oh,
I grabbed off the shelves. I think I had a chocolate mousse one, like a peanut butter cookie dough one. I liked them
These
all.
Are just for snacks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last 3 days, I had one with my afternoon matcha, moaning. But you know, particularly on the road, airplanes, long car rides, having it
you
there.
You might want to try the ratio one I enjoyed.
If they have that at Erewhon, I'm going to pick it up.
It's different. It's like very seed based.
I enjoy seeds. I'm going to go find out what happens there. I'll take a picture of the Erewhon protein bars for the Instagram.
Oh, look at this. Chanel has entered the clean beauty category.
What?
Well, let's see. Today, the company is launching number one, a skincare and makeup collection formulated with up to 97% of ingredients derived from natural origin. So it's not that all of it is. It's that they've, because you just, you know, they can't toss out products people have been buying for 40 years and want to keep buying.
No, of course.
40 years, more like 90.
I'm going to talk to you as I continue to pack tonight as my anchor.
All right.
Thoughts? Acceptance? Resistance?
Accept.
Okay, great.
Well, I don't know that I'll be able to deliver a full like live FaceTime for the whole session.
No, it's more, you know how it is. No, absolutely not. I would never even suggest
and
that.
And you send me a photo.
Yeah, a couple photos, this one or that.
Say, buy
yeah,
it there.
Yeah, I love you. Know. Okay, great. Yeah. Just a little, just to have an anchor. Well, by the way, that's all friendship can offer, a candle in the dark. I'm here, you know what I mean? Just to know you're there.
You know what else friendship offers?
What?
The opportunity to be that candle.
Exactly. Fucking, yeah.
So, thank you.
Sometimes we light the way. Sometimes we are the way.
You saved my life.
Text me every day when I'm gone.
Just text me because I do text
every day.
Passive.
Also, we do text every day. It's fine.
Text me every day and you'll get all the texts.
And we do.
You'll get it all. Maybe I'll find my way to London town during that time.
Don't even say it.
I mean, I don't know how, but maybe I could.
Come pick up your merch. Hawk it outside the Soho.
Figure out a way to sell it. I should hire someone to hawk it outside the theater.
The hags are coming.
After they've visited your merch stand. I don't want to compete.
Thank you. Of course.
Discount if they buy your merch.
That's interesting.
That 50 off.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would motivate your sellers and then you're getting full price. No?
I mean, absolutely.
This is interesting.
Here we go.
All right.
Okay. I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jodie Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.